rest of the day. It's now 5 minutes past eight.
Let's play the game that will make you think. Who needs millionaire or the weakest link? Prizes to be won and fun for everyone. You can play it if you're old or even if you're young. It's time for you to win some stuff. Chart CDs or office cuff. Some cakes or buns or marzipan. If you can guess who is our celebrity Tarzan. Celebrity Tarzan.
Morning, Nicola.
Morning, Chris.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Nicola Wood.
Yes.
I bet you would.
I would.
From Bournemouth.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rock and rollsville down there.
It really is.
Yeah. Bournemouth.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like New York, isn't it, by the sea?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I'm an analyst for a well-known DIY retailer.
An analyst?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Basically, I do supply and I make sure that Christmas stuff is in the stores at the right time.
Are you a buyer?
Nope. Work with the buyer.
Right. So you work in the warehouse?
Nope. Work at the head office.
What do you analyse then?
I analyse
sales. It's Christmas coming up soon, so we should be selling some Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I need to get that into stores on time and make sure that it comes in on time.
Right. See you next October, everybody. Bye-bye. What else? What? I don't get it. An analyst?
Yes. So I look at, like, stocks and sales and what stores sell things well and when to send them to stores and how much a store can take.
So let's say, you know, at Easter, Christmas trees aren't selling.
Uh-huh.
It's down to you to analyse the figures and then go, do you know, I think we're selling these too early.
Yeah.
We should hold back till maybe November.
We should bring them until Christmas time.
Yes, it's genius, isn't it?
What an easy job.
It's not easy.
It's easy.
And lawn mowers wouldn't sell that well in the winter, would they?
No. Well, they do. My friend does lawn mowers, Laura.
Right. Laura does it.
Well, hang on. You don't do everything. You have your own little bit.
Yeah, you have your own little section. So I do Christmas and fun.
Turn it in.
Then you've got Laura Lawnmower.
Hang on, that's
Laura Lawnmower.
All you do is Christmas.
Christmas and fun. So I do paddling pools and swings.
Fun is a very broad area, though, surely.
You do what and swings?
Yeah, paddling pools and swings in the summer.
Right, so, okay, so hang on a second.
Hello, Christmas and fun.
You analysed the figures for Christmas and fun. So,
yes.
Mark, I've looked at the figures, sir, and this is what I've come up with. I've been working on this for a month. Really, from kind of, and I'd say January, Christmas stuff just doesn't really sell.
Uh-huh.
We should really move that, and this is my professional advice, move that to kind of like October, November time. Now, paddling pools, weirdly, don't sell well at Christmas. What I find is, mainly at the summer, but again, Christmas Eve, we don't... In fact, it's amazing. I've looked at the figures. You won't believe this, sir.
Mm.
We don't sell any paddling pools on Christmas Eve, ever.
Wouldn't you also say, Nicola, that Christmas is more seasonal, yet fun can be all year round?
Mm.
Fun can be all year round, but I generally just deal with trampolines and paddling pools, really.
So it's more summer fun?
Summer fun, yes, that.
Do you get a lot of holiday?
Yes.
I thought you might do. Is it, I don't know, I'm going to hazard a guess. January to May?
Yeah, generally.
Right, and then maybe off again September and October.
Yeah.
Back in November.
Yeah.
And what's Laura Lawnmower doing while you're doing all this?
Laura Lawnmower does other things like power tools for, like, strimmers and things.
I bet.
She's going to be popular.
Mm.
Yeah, she really is.
So I also
have a friend called Tessa who does cement as well.
Tessa Cement.
Wow, you sound crazy.
Was that her whooping in the background?
It certainly was.
I've got to say, if I was working with cement, I'd be whooping in the morning. Whoop, whoop! In fact, you know, I know for a fact there are, across the motorways of the UK now, there are cement mixer drivers, literally with the window down, going like this. Whoop, whoop! So all the cars surrounded. Hey, look at me!
Exciting.
I've got a truck full of cement, and it's mixing. Whoop, whoop! Wow, what a job.
Yep.
Christmas and fun.
Are you single, Nicola?
No, I'm not.
Wow. Well, no, you got to fill all your holiday time with something,
exactly.
Haven't you?
You should hook up with Sean, who works in shelving.
What about Neil and Nails?
Don't forget more Plywood Pete.
Yeah. Oh, Plywood Pete.
So, who do you work for?
B&Q.
B&Q. Mm. What does that stand for? Brilliant.
Bosch
okay.
and quail, I think.
What?
Something like that. Being cute. Is it bosch and quail? Something like that.
I don't know. Don't know.
Should really know that, shouldn't I? But...
Is Do It All still around?
No.
Is that gone now?
Yeah.
Did B&Q buy Do It All?
I don't know.
Well, how did Do It All do it all when they do it all?
Yeah.
Why do you do it all do it, and what do they do it for?
Tell us, we're all...
They don't do
clear,
it anymore.
Clear.
What?
What is it?
We're all what?
No, what is it? Is why do it all like they do it? No, tell us, we're all...
What? I'm telling you. It's why do you do it all do it, and what do they do it for? Oh, somebody tell.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know the fellow who used to be in EastEnders as the extra who never said anything for years, the big guy?
Yeah.
He's always in the market and the quick. You don't know what I'm talking about, Nicola.
Yeah.
You don't know what I mean. He was one of the three guys.
And if we knew it, how Do It All Do It, we'd be doing it as well or something. That was it, wasn't it?
We wouldn't even be here, we'd be there doing it all.
So basically, I didn't know those adverts reached out to Hong Kong. Anyway, shall we have a go at this, Nicola?
Yeah.
All right, here we go then. What prize are you after?
Kaiser Chiefs album. Sorry, Kasabian album.
Kasabian album. Have you got the Kaiser Chiefs album?
Yes, I have.
All right, employment, yeah. I'm sure you're looking forward to the Kasabian Christmas album.
Mm. Yes, they're special.
It's called Fun.
It's called Paddling Pool Fun with Kasabian. Right, here it is. Apparently it says here you once saw me and the team at a petrol station.
Yeah, made an idiot of myself.
Why? What did you do?
Well, my friend was sat out in a car and I heard it was you at the counter, and so I started waving to her and pointing and mouthing Chris Moyles, and she couldn't understand me, and then I realised that your people carrier full of people was right outside the door and watching me. Yeah.
Where was the petrol station?
On the A40 coming out. You'll probably know it, Dave. You're good at that.
Mm.
Yeah, you probably know it, Dave. You're a geek. You know petrol stations and the roads that they're on.
Right.
That's Dave's Project B. Yeah. He has a book coming out next year.
Petrol stations I like.
Yeah. Currently driving? Want to find a petrol station? I'm your man. Right. Nicola, who is today's celebrity Tarzan?
Today, Chris, I think celebrity Tarzan is... Frank Lampard.
Wow, why do you say that?
Because it sounds a little bit like him.
Well, Nicola, you're wrong.
Oh.
Back to your paddling pool and your tinsel.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks, Chris.
Baubles to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. It's 101, our silly game. So listen in next week and we'll do it again. You think you know, come on and have a go to see if you can win. Celebrity Tarzan.
Lovely. Celebrity.